It's a non-international armed conflict with increasing number of war crimes, violations of international human rights law, that since the beginning of the conflict, there is an escalation. All these crimes are increasing in terms of intensity and in terms of the numbers and in terms of the people involved, where the presence of extremism is one of the most important elements.
What kind of crimes would you say are being committed? Are they being committed by both sides of the conflict, by government and the opposition forces?
Yes, it's very important to understand the conflict that you cannot have a characterization for all the territory of Syria. You have to consider governorates or cities. But, for instance, there is a basic difference between the violations committed by the government and by the non-state armed groups or ISIS. They don't have aerial bombardment. They don't have air force. They don't have the capacity to throw barrel bombs. That is a feature that is very much present because they don't have airplanes. Then this put the government in a completely different part in the landscape. But the other groups are also practicing sieges of populations, arbitrary detention, they are making disappearances, and they are torturing people. And the common denominator is that all the parties are affecting the civilian population. That is, the numbers are much higher of these violations being committed against the civilian population, many times people that don't have any involvement in the conflict itself.
The High Commissioner for Human Rights said the Syrian conflict is falling off the radar of the international community and is perpetrating, you know, more vicious violations. Is this a view that you share with him?
Completely. And the fact that the commission exists and that you prepare report is precisely to try to call attention of the international community and the public of the continuation of the war in Syria. Because seeing what is happening in Iraq is, or what is happening last week in Libya, in other parts of the world, the attention, the focus on Syria has been weakened.
What would you say is the impact of the ISIS group? It has emerged out of Syria. What is its impact on Syria and the region as a whole?
The biggest impact is that it's a terrorist organization with a lot of resources, with a good organization, and that can operate in Iraq and can operate in Syria because they control part of the frontier. This is completely new, and it is an aggravation because besides the spillover in terms of refugees, in terms of the presence of foreign fighters, now you have a terrorist group that operates freely in two countries. This is, as the Security Council has assessed, this has terrible risks for regional security.
There was the feeling that the international community is paralyzed when it comes to finding a solution to the Syrian crisis. What is your message to the international community?
I think that it's very important to remember that you have more than 2 million refugees, that you have more than 6 million internally displaced, that you have villages completely destroyed, that the children are not having access to education, that the number of wounded people among the civilian population is something very tragic. I think that the international community must remember all the situations and that there will be a movement to do consistent efforts to end the conflict.
3 years on into the conflict, would you say there is any hope that Syrians would be able to sit and resolve this conflict by themselves?
Of course. Many other conflicts in the past, it took some years, but Syria will not live with this conflict forever. One day it will end, but it's already taking almost 4 years. It's time to find a solution to this conflict.